It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Both Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul have had their eyes on New York City's unsheltered population over the past year. They've launched initiatives to move people off of subway trains and remove encampments from sidewalks. But are those policies working? A new Gothamist analysis of 311 data shows that even with all those efforts, New Yorkers are witnessing record homelessness and more encampments than before, and they're calling the city about it. Betsy Ladejetz is an independent health journalist. She pored over the numbers. She joins us now to talk about what can be done to tackle the issue. Hey, Betsy, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
We should be clear what we're talking about here. It's homeless person assistance requests and encampment complaints that New Yorkers can make through the city's 311 system. What did you find overall about how those requests and complaints rose last year? And we should note that it was Mayor Adams' first year in office.
So 2022 was a record year for these complaints following overall increases during the pandemic. So 2020, 2021, 2022, it was an upward trend through all of these years. And from 2021 to 22, there's a 27% increase in these complaints overall. But what was particularly notable within that data was the encampment requests. So those are complaints New Yorkers are calling in or making online about homeless encampments that they see. And those rose 55% in 2022 over the prior year. Another notable trend I found was an increase in requests that were referred from the Department of Homeless Services to the New York Police Department last fall and winter after Mayor Adams announced his new policy to remove people from the streets who appeared to be experiencing a mental health crisis. So after that announcement at the end of November last year, there was about double the rate of referrals from the Homeless Services Agency to the NYPD in December 2022 compared to December 2021. And we have incomplete data for January this month, but we are seeing a significantly higher number this January than last January. So that trend appears to be continuing.
How many homelessness complaints were made?
Last year, there were about 70,000 in total. So that includes 36,000 requests for homeless assistance for individuals and 34,000 that were related to encampments.
We should say that 311 reports about homelessness, it can't really tell us how many New Yorkers are unsheltered, but it does kind of give us a window into the most visible populations, right? Can you tell us why that matters?
So 311 reports are one of many data sources that look at homelessness in the city. The 311 complaints specifically can suggest when and where New Yorkers are seeing unsheltered people and when they are making the choice to report or complain about those people as opposed to just not doing anything about it. So these kinds of patterns can reflect patterns in the media or public conversation. If someone is seeing a lot of headlines about the homelessness problem in New York City, they might feel more compelled to make a report if they see someone than maybe they had been in a previous year. So we have to understand the data in the context of that subjectivity. The data can also show gaps in outreach. So another notable trend I found was that more than half of the requests for assisting an individual in 2022 led to an outreach team from the city not finding that person. And 20% of those requests led to an outreach team offering the person support and the person not accepting that support. So it suggests that the city could be doing more, or could be changing its efforts to reach these folks.
You know, Betsy, you mentioned the where of this.
Yeah.
Were there any differences in between the boroughs?
Yeah, Manhattan is overwhelmingly the source of these requests.
Huh.
That's true for both 2022 and prior years. Last year, about two-thirds of the requests in the city came specifically from Manhattan.
Do we know which neighborhoods? Do we have information on that?
Yeah, it tends to be Midtown and Lower Manhattan neighborhoods. The highest number of requests came from the zip code 10019, which is in Midtown, Hell's Kitchen area. Overall, the requests definitely tend to be higher in these neighborhoods with more public visibility, maybe more tourists, but also people who might be more inclined to report homelessness as what they consider an issue in their areas.
What are advocates saying about the unsheltered population and these policies that are meant to sweep them from the streets that have been rolled out over the last year?
They say that these policies are really addressing the complaints that New Yorkers might have about homelessness, but they might not necessarily provide real assistance to the people who are living outside shelters. They point to the fact that a lot of the outreach that happens leads to people simply not choosing not to take the assistance or choosing to stay outside the shelter system. Here's what David Giffen, executive director at Coalition for the Homeless, told me.
People are out on the streets not because they don't know what the city has to offer. It's because they have tried what the city has to offer and it doesn't meet their needs.
Giffen told me that the city really should step up its offers for more permanent housing, voluntary mental health care as opposed to involuntary care, and other longer-term support that can help people out.
Betsy Ladejetz is an independent health journalist who looked at 311 data regarding homelessness. Betsy, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This Black History Month, we're capturing some of the personal histories of New Yorkers from our area. Our community partnerships desk brought this story back from Staten Island.
My name is Dolores N. Morris, and I live in Staten Island, New York. My history is I'm a sixth-generation Staten Islander. There are a few of us that can make that claim, and my family goes back to the Lenape Indians and to some of the original Dutch settlers on Staten Island. On my father's side, my grandfather, William A. Morris, was one of the, I guess, the most successful African-American businessmen and entrepreneurs on Staten Island. He came from a fourth grade education in North Carolina to establish a moving company, Morris Moving. He started with a horse and buggy, and it grew to 15 huge trucks. But he was also a community activist. You know, at that time, Staten Island was sparsely populated, but there was still segregation. There was still a racial issue. And he got very involved in the community, and he started the Staten Island branch of the NAACP. I've sort of inherited that streak of really getting involved in the community, of really wanting to be a mentor to youth. Education and youth was a big thing with him, was a huge thing with my father. So I was really under his influence and really under the influence of my grandmother, his wife, who was also a businesswoman at a time when women, especially women of color, were not involved in business or involved in any kind of community activity. And so I really learned from observing them and observing, you know, being sort of the little ears in a room when they would have these family discussions, really getting involved, not just sitting aside, you know, really being part of the community. I serve on five community boards. Right away, I established that I have a voice and I'm here at the table because I want to provide a space for other people to be at the table and that there are solutions for the issues and let's work together to try and make Staten Island even a better place.
Dolores N. Morris is a sixth-generation Staten Islander.